You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Praise be Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters Live, a program aimed at promoting a spirit of mission among people today. I'm Sister Madge Korecki, a sister of St. Joseph of the Third Order of St. Francis, and I'm the director of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. Our producer today is Liz Johnson, our engineer is Michael May, and my special guest via telephone is Monica Yelly, Director of Communications for the Pontifical Mission Societies in the United States. Hello, Monica.
Hello, Sister Madge and Liz and Michael and everyone listening on the Catholic Community of Faith. How are you all?
It's wonderful, even on this rainy Thursday here in Chicago, but it's wonderful to be here, and it's wonderful to be talking about mission.
It's wonderful to be talking about mission. We had a rainy Wednesday. Usually you send us your weather here in New York, but I guess we sent it on to you this week.
Oh, well, we had it yesterday too, but it's continuing.
It's continuing. It's the ongoing. Yes. It's wonderful to talk about mission.
Yes.
Right before Mission Sunday.
That's right. So our topic today is World Mission Sunday, which takes place on October 23rd in parishes around the world. But let's start with a little background. Monica, can you tell us and our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be working at the National Office for the Pontifical Mission Societies?
Well, I'd be happy to, Sister. I actually will celebrate a quarter of a century working here in the National Office, 25 years this coming March. It's virtually half of my life. It is exactly half of my life working here. I started right after college. I went to St. John's for communications, and I started right after that working at Catholic New York newspaper, the Archdiocesan newspaper in 1983. Worked there for a couple of years, and it was actually my boss, the editor-in-chief, who, when Bishop McCormack, then the national director here, William McCormack, in 1987, was looking for a communications director, Jerry Costello, who was then the editor of Catholic New York newspaper, recommended that I come and speak to him. And that's how the story started. And the rest is history, as they say.
Well, it sounds like you're the perfect person and that God really led you there.
Well, I believe that. I think he did. I mean, I find the greatest moments of my life and the most trying times of my life were made happier and more bearable, I think, because I worked for the Mission Church, and I was able to see the grace of God active and alive among more than half of the globe where the Church serves the missions, and I think draw strength from the faith of the people in the missions and their great faith, despite their own suffering and difficulty. So I think that has certainly been a blessing in my life.
That's great. Monica, could you share with our audience something about how we came to be celebrating World Mission Sunday, and when did this all start?
Well, it started actually in 1926. Pope Pius XI decided to set aside a day to have the whole church focus on their missionary responsibility. You know, I kind of look at it like every day we're supposed to be missionaries. It's not just one day that we're supposed to be missionaries. We're supposed to be a missionary every day. Mission is in every moment. But I guess Pope Pius XI, I wasn't there at the time that he decided this, but I think what he decided, it seems to me, is to make one moment for mission. If mission is in every moment, make one special moment for mission where the whole world literally gathers as a community of faith, as we sit here on this community of faith, Catholic Community of Faith program on that block of time on Relevant Radio. I think it's the one time that the whole community of faith, the whole church, focuses on the fact that we have this privileged gift given to us to share the great gift of faith that we have with everyone around us and everyone around the world. So we focus on it through prayer and sacrifice, given in the best way we can at the sacrifice of the Mass, at the Eucharist.
Yes, yes. And I think the sense that it's World Mission Sunday is very significant. I mean, it says something about that links us with Vatican II's teaching that the church is missionary by its very nature, and the church is throughout the world. So it is right and fitting, or at least it seems to me, that this really is a worldwide celebration.
Exactly. You know, I'm reminded by your saying that of something that we've heard our new national director, you know, we have a new national director,
yes.
Father Andrew Small, who's an oblate of Mary Immaculate, and he has been doing a number of radio programs on World Mission Sunday, and one of the things he's been saying is, does the church have a mission or does the mission have a church?
Yes.
And I think truthfully, focusing as a world celebration, I mean, we could imagine on Sunday I'll be here in New York at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I don't know where you'll be, sister, but I'd like to hear where you're going to be on Sunday for World Mission Sunday. And there'll be people gathered around the world in small chapels in Africa, in great cathedrals across our own country, in various parts of Europe. I mean, everyone gathered at the table of the Lord to celebrate in prayer and sacrifice our call to be missionary. You know, the call that we got from the Lord himself.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you where I'm going to be. I'm going to be at Holy Name Cathedral because we're going to be celebrating World Mission Sunday there. And we're going to be hosting a special mass for celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Mary Knoll Fathers and Brothers. And we are going to do the prize giving for an art contest that has been going on in our Archdiocesan Catholic schools called Mission Possible. And so the winners will be there, and Cardinal George will be presiding at the Mass, and it's going to be a wonderful celebration.
That's wonderful. And who was the contest for, Sister? Was it for elementary school or high school, or... Tell me about that. I'm intrigued by Mission Possible.
It was an art contest for grades 3 through 8 in our Archdiocesan elementary schools. And it wasn't a project where individual students were working, but it was a class project. And we felt that this would also create that sense that we're on mission together, that we are one family in mission. And the entries were just wonderful. They were very extraordinary, very creative. We had videos and many paper projects. We've got to take a break right now, but hold on. Don't touch that dial. Don't push that button. We'll be back to carry on our discussion.
This year, on November 26th and 27th, the Catholic Church all over the United States will begin celebrating the Mass using the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. In much of the prayers, responses, and acclamations, this English translation will no doubt sound a bit different from what we're currently used to in the Mass. The question is, are you ready for these new words? The Office for Divine Worship invites you to a two-hour session of information and reflection, praying the new missal texts, a workshop for all Catholics. There are several sessions scheduled through early November. For dates, times, and locations of the remaining workshops, go to www.odw.org or call 312-534-5153. Don't miss this opportunity for exploring the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. Go to www.odw.org or call 312-534-5153.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. If you're just tuning in, I'm Sister Madge Karecki of the Office for Mission Education and Animation, Fostering the New Evangelization. My guest this morning is Monica Yelly, Director of Communications for the Pontifical Mission Societies in the United States. And we're talking about the importance of World Mission Sunday. Now, as part of Monica's job there at the Pontifical Mission Society's office, she's also the editor of the magazine Mission. Monica, you want to tell us something about that?
I absolutely would like to do that. Mission Magazine, you know, when people ask me, what do you do? The Pontifical Mission Societies, that's a mouthful, and Director of Communications for that. But I like to tell people that I edit the magazine that Archbishop Fulton Sheen started. Mm. And actually, Mission Magazine celebrates this year 60 years of what I like to say good news in mission.
Yes.
60 years ago, Archbishop Sheen founded a little publication which was very small, which he really literally wrote the whole publication, cover to cover, writing about missionary work, then writing about the sacrifices that people make for that, for the missionary work of the church, featuring little vignettes on some of the people who support with their prayers and sacrifices, people from our own country. And we're going to be bringing that feature back. We're going to be bringing back the feature of spotlighting people here at home who pray and sacrifice for the missionary work of the church overseas, and as we celebrate the 60th anniversary of it. And it's been my privilege to interview missionaries and local priests and local sisters and brothers and lay catechists who work in Africa and Asia, Latin America, and the Pacific Islands all around the world in the missions of today, to see how they are helping the poor, helping those who are suffering, but more important, you know, building the faith and building the church around the globe, and how directly connected we all are through the Pontifical Mission Societies to their work. It's like we're on mission with them without ever leaving home.
Yes, yes. And it stresses the role of people everywhere in mission, that we are indeed all on mission. It's not, mission isn't for some special breed of person, but that we are all called to mission by reason of our baptism.
That's correct. At baptism, the priest, you know, basically baptizes us into the family of the church, and we are part of a community of faith that is called to share that faith. And we may not be called to get on a plane and go overseas to a foreign mission, as you yourself did, sister, but we are called to, you know, to be part of the mission of the church. You know, we have two great saints of the missionary work of the church, St. Francis Xavier, who did get on the boat and travel to mission countries, But there was also Saint Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, who never left the Carmel, never left the Carmel in France, and yet she was as much a missionary and as viable a missionary as Francis Xavier, who did make that journey. She was a missionary through her prayers and through her sacrifices.
It seems to me also that both of them, Francis Xavier and Therese of Lisieux, responded out of love. And love has to be the motivation for mission. Love of Christ moves us to love for others, and because of that love, we want to share Christ with them.
That's right, we do. And love is the motivating factor. You know, I think often of the words when Pope John Paul II was dying, a sister asked him, you know, what was his message, what is his lesson about life? And he basically said, in the evening of our lives, we shall be judged on love.
Yes.
And I think that's the motivating factor of mission. It's because we love the Lord and because we love the church that we go, because we want everyone to be part of that love, to share in that love, to be part of the church.
That's true. That's true. And obviously, you know, that's a quote from John of the Cross, and the Pope was very influenced by Carmelite spirituality.
Absolutely.
Anyway, now, what are some of the initiatives of the National Office to promote a deeper sense of mission in the United States?
Well, as you know, you mentioned Mission Magazine. That's a major vehicle for us for animation, for mission animation. It's a major way. I mean, we have materials and for the different seasons of the year, for Advent, for Lent. We have different ways that people can participate in that. But, you know, our biggest initiative is to be a base of support for the good directors like yourself, sister. And we have a director in every diocese in the country, has a director for the Propagation of the Faith and the Pontifical Mission Societies, like you are in Chicago, in the Archdiocese of Chicago. And our initiative is to be a support system, to be there to serve you as you then reach out to the parishes, to the priests, to our religious education programs and schools with the message of mission. We also have a number of audio-visual materials, and we have a very extensive website with materials and interaction for young people, but a lot of resources and a lot of information shared on there about the mission story of today.
Yes. I'd like to highlight myself the a message from the missions, because those good CDs with
the mission lessons. Absolutely.
Yes, mission lessons.
You know, I was thinking about that. You know, we used to talk about mission being at specific times of year, but really mission is in every moment. And those mission lessons by Father Andrew Small, our national director, really focus on what mission experiences and what the mission story has to say to us in our everyday life.
Okay,
and really help us find that.
Monica, I'm sorry to interrupt. We need to take a break, but
all right,
we will be back. Stay tuned.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
During the next half hour, we'll take you to World Youth Day in Madrid, where 1.5 million young adult Catholics from around the globe gathered in prayer and celebration with the Holy Father. We'll attend a multi-faith 9/11 memorial service 10 years after that fateful day. And we'll visit with the man who heads our vocations office and find out what he's doing to foster vocations within the Archdiocese.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your archdiocese.
game with the Catholic Charities Junior Board for a good cause. Saturday, November 12th is the Junior Board's signature fundraiser, and we hope you'll join us. The 5th annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food from Cafe Bianda, 3 open bars, blackjack, craps, roulette, an incredible lineup of silent auction and raffle items, including 2 trips to the Bahamas, and much more. Tickets are only $80 and are on sale now at CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21. More than half of your ticket price will go directly to the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, shelter, and other crucial emergency services to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake counties. Game with us for a good cause. For details, call Lisa at 312-655-7932 or visit CatholicCharities.net/JRBoard.
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. I'm Sister Madge Karecki from the Office for Mission Education and Animation, and I'm talking with Monica Yelly, Director of Communications for the Pontifical Mission Societies in the United States, and we're talking about World Mission Sunday and mission. Monica, where can our listeners get more information about World Mission Sunday and the resources that you provide?
Well, they can go to onefamilyinmission.org, onefamilyinmission.org, which is kind of our tag phrase or our slogan, onefamilyinmission.org. And right on there, when they get to that homepage, there'll be the beautiful picture from Mutunguru, Kenya, from St. Joseph's Parish, the procession to Sunday Mass there. That's the picture that's featured on our World Mission Sunday poster, and they have a little Learn More button, and if they click through there, they can see all of our resources for reading more about the celebration of Mission Sunday, reading more about how mission is found in the scripture readings for this Sunday. And if they wanted to, they could go to missioninscripture.org, which is another one of our websites, any Sunday of the year, and read about the mission moments found in the Sunday scripture readings and different feast days and holy days. And then once they're on that page that you click through, which really is the IamAMissionary.org page, to the left side, there's a link to World Mission Sunday, and sister, they can trace what happens to their World Mission Sunday contribution. What happens to my World Mission Sunday donation? They can track it from the time they put it in the basket at church at Sunday Mass this Sunday, World Mission Sunday, October 23rd. They can trace it right until it gets to the missions itself.
That's wonderful. Those are a lot of helps, and especially always linking mission to the scriptures. This is something that can really nourish our faith.
Yeah, and there's also a preachingmission.org for those that for priests and deacons who need to prepare homilies. The same mission moments from the scripture readings are found at the preachingmission.org site to give a little helpful hint in that area.
Wonderful. Thank you. I was also struck this year by the Pope's message for World Mission Sunday, taking a reflection on the quote from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 21, "As the Father sent me, I also send you." How important it is for us to realize our being sent always.
Yeah. And we're sent at the end of every Mass.
Yes.
So go now. You know, in peace to love and serve the Lord. And part of that service is sharing our faith.
That's
and
right.
However we do that, whether we have to do it around us in our own communities, but we have to never forget the community at large, because the Lord looks at the whole church.
That's right. I like to say that, you know, we can't be private about our faith. Our faith's personal, but it's not private. It's meant to be public. It's meant to be shared. And that's what mission is about.
That's right. You know, I that old expression, sometimes you may be the only gospel someone reads today. And I think we all need to be called to live our lives that way and to share it in however we can. And that might mean praying. I mean, a very good thing to do in October or any time of the year, but particularly Mission Month of October, is to pray the World Mission Rosary. The World Mission Rosary that was founded by Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He established that rosary, created it so that the different colors of the beads on the rosary called to mind the whole world. So as he liked to say, when you finish praying the World Mission Rosary, you would have embraced the whole world in prayer.
That's something that all of us can do. And we're finding that as we go into the schools with the World Mission Rosary, that children really get excited about this because they feel that immediate connection with children all over the world.
Yeah, it's a very personal way to engage in the missionary work through your prayer, to send your prayers to specific parts of the world. And children can pray the World Mission Rosary at the hcakids.org site.
Yes.
And grown-ups can do it at worldmissionrosary.org.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful meditations on all the mysteries there as well.
Well, we are coming to the end of our show, and we're very grateful that you have come on the program with us, sharing about all the initiatives and of the Pontifical Mission Societies, and especially in terms of World Mission Sunday and animating our diocesan offices to really get out there and promote mission in our parishes.
Well, sister, it's been a privilege. It's been a privilege to share with you. You're one of my favorite people, you know that. And I mean that. And it was wonderful to spend this half hour with you and all the listeners on Mission Matters Live.
Yes, thank you. We have enjoyed this conversation very much with you too, Monica, and we want to alert our listeners to the fact that our Chicago office is going to have a new website that's going to be launched on Sunday, World Mission Sunday, and you will find it at wearemissionary.org. We are missionary, all one word, .org, or you can call our office at 312-534-3322. Be sure then to tune in again on November 17th when we're going to be discussing the role of lay missionaries in mission and the formation of lay missionaries. And we're going to have guests from the lay missionaries of the Kamboni Missionary Society. So that will be an exciting program. Don't forget to get to your parishes on Saturday night or Sunday to celebrate World Mission Sunday. Resources have been sent to parishes to promote World Mission Sunday, and only if every parish celebrates World Mission Sunday can it really be World Mission Sunday. For now, God bless you, thank you for listening, and be on mission wherever you are.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.